My dear great friends, today I am so privileged and honored. I always like this topic to talk about, that is yoga. We had a fortune of starting Center for Yoga Studies, Annamalai University. I happened to be the founder director in the year 1998. We had a fortune of training more than 100,000 students. Is found to be a role model to entire India, that means the entire world. We have developed curriculum from certification course to PhD level. Thousands and thousands of students been trained at various yoga programs like certification, diploma, PG diploma, MSc and PhD. Because the land, Chidambaram, where yoga started in India, we can be very proud. Yoga started from India. Every sand, every inch of our land will speak spirituality. The great sign by Thirumoolar, whose samadhi is in Chidambaram, and great saint Patanjali, who has contributed to yoga field. So yoga is an ideal practice in the new millennium. We are going to see as a two introductory modules I'll be sharing with you, each around 5 to 6 minutes. The need of the hour is a holistic health care. What is health? It has to be understood is a state of well-being in a physical, mental, social and spiritual health. It's not just one health. It's not just absence of disease or infirmity. According to Richard Hetzel, it's a positive, peaceful, caring attitude expressed towards ourselves. We have to express caring attitude towards ourselves and towards people and the circumstances around us. That is what real health. We have energy, they call chai energy, pranic energy, vital energy, the men and female energy, masculine and feminine, right brain, left brain, yin-yang energy. When the energy flows naturally, we are at ease. We are very comfortable. When the energy flows disturbed, we are at dis-ease. So what is this yoga? As we said, anything secret and mysterious in the system of yoga should at once be rejected by Swami Vivekananda. The best guide in life is strength. Mystery mongery weakens the human brain. It has well nigh destroyed yoga, one of the grandest of all the sciences. Now today, we are going to see in this talk, what is yoga? First definition is the beginning of wisdom. We have to understand what exactly the yoga. Yoga is a misnomer. People think it should not be done by old people. Only is asana, doing some exercise, aerobic, something like that. Or yoga is not for a family people. There are a lot of misnomers. But what exactly yoga, according to the great saints Thirumoolar and Patanjali? One of the things is the absence of mental modification. Chitta vritti nirodha. When somebody says very good, I get excited. Somebody says some negative comment about me, I get upset. This absence is yoga. What is yoga? That's what we are seeing, my dear great friends. It's an intelligent control of the mind. The mind you are unable to control. It's so fast, running very, very fast. You are not able to control. Just in a minute, I can think of going to US, going to Canada, going somewhere. I can. It flies. We are not able to control our own mind. So they found out a methodological trick to calm down the mind. Mind is a beautiful instrument, beautiful organ is given to us, it's an instrument. It's good, it's purpose, but when we don't know how to use it, we get into problem. If we don't know the working manual, we get into problem. The same thing can be a problem. So it's an intelligent control of the mind. In the days to come, we'll see how to control. It's also told skill in action. When you talk about yoga, you must excel, you must do beautifully well, skill in action. Now I'm speaking, I should be able to be a good speaker. I'm a computer man, I should be able to operate my computer. I'm a surgeon, I could be able to operate. If I'm a cook, I should be able to cook well. If I'm a housewife, I should do my job well. It's also easeful, peaceful and useful, according to Swami Sachidananda. Is developing a deep awareness of every vibration, every cell, every molecule, deep vibration. More than 3 minutes, we are not aware. We have to develop this deep awareness. Then where is the problem will come? is also expansion of consciousness, just expanding instead of me, 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 my family, my wife, instead of that, expanding, everybody belongs to us. Vasudeva Kudumbam, all expansion of consciousness. There is no barrier of religion, no barrier of country. Whole world, everything belongs to us. It's also focusing where exactly you want to go. You focus it. We focus exact one point, that is yoga. Not only focusing, it also defocusing. Whenever you don't want, you get so relaxed. You enjoy, so you get recharged. It's a science which understood by many, many people now. All over the world, people start talking. We got opportunity to start one of the distant education module in the modern era. I'm so grateful for everyone who studied at our university and a lot of students. It's also finally a positive, pure, holistic lifestyle. It's not that I do yoga 1 hour per day, 2 hours per day. It's not a ritual. It's a lifestyle, positive, pure, holistic lifestyle. That means, but we have to start somewhere. That's why we teach 1 hour you do yoga. It's a misnomer. It's actually a lifestyle, my dear great friends. So I'll be looking forward to see you in a second module of Introduction to Yoga. Let's take care. Thank you.